4, Boxcar November, Oscar, reading mobile. We can take the call.
It's a little fuzzy, but not too bad.
Held, I am, I'm trying out a few different antennas on an SWR meter. See what my results are.
Too bad. That time was a little bit better. You can definitely hear a lot of background noise. I don't know if that's maybe air coming by or what, but not too bad. You say you have a handheld, you have like a background antenna or something.
Alphung UV5R right now, and now I've got one of those Nagoya 15.5-inch whip on right now, hooked up to the SWR meter, and I am fluctuating between 1.98 and 2.27.
Not too bad. You got a little better there, too. That might be as much me as it is you. I'm driving down 123, just outside of Tungsten right now. So, you know, that could be either of us having issues.
Like a lot of buzzing on your end, but that's probably because you're driving. No picket fencing, it's just kind of a weird buzz.
Now, is that buzz gone?
Completely gone. You know, you're definitely completely readable, just a little bit of static in the background.
An interesting side note. I got a Lacian VV898SP, which is really just a little Chinese mobile radio that they put in a metal case with its own battery pack, and you know, you can plug your power supply into your cigarette lighter and charge your battery. Well, that's what I was doing. I forgot that I had my battery charging, which is where that buzz comes from as soon as I unplug the battery.
What did you say that rig was again?
An Alation Lima Echo India X-Ray Echo November, and it's a VV898SP. Really hard to find, but it's its own little enclosed aluminum case, kind of backpack, man pack radio.
Up my alley. I'm a backpacker and bushcrafter, so I try to get as much lightweight stuff up there as possible.
You look on Amazon, and you could even just Google backpack radio, man pack radio. There's a bunch of like QYT and some other things. All the reviews I saw, I hunted down the actual Lacian, and had to wait about 6 weeks for it to come hot from China. But I'm pretty impressed with it so far.
I ordered a Radiodity GA510 handheld, and I got it yesterday, and I was not impressed with it at all.
I feel like now my handheld experience is down to about things, but I almost feel like any handheld, you're making so many compromises that if you were to buy just a really cheap mobile radio and get it hooked to a battery for like backpacking or camping, you're probably better off there anyway, unless you're just going to go ultralight and just hike or something.
Been looking into starting to build my own solar power generators with the lithium iron batteries and BFM boards and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting stuff. I'm ready to dive right in, I think.
So I've been on a YouTube channel called DIY Solar, and that kid has a bunch of good tutorials. I think I'm going to start with my own little like ammo box power supply that, you know, I can just charge from an outlet and then take with me camping and maybe plug a mobile radio into it. But after that, I'm ready to go full bore solar generator.
Yeah, I've been looking into getting some of those Headway lithium ion batteries. There's a guy on the internet, is Survival Tech Nord. on YouTube. He's amazing. Yeah, I think he's up in Norway or something like that, and he's just killing it with putting out the live POA stuff.
That one up too. I think the at least for me personally, the first step before a straight up solar generator would be just to get a battery bank that I charge with a regular battery charger, that when the power goes out, I can just hook up the refrigerator or something too. But man, it seems like a lot better way to go than worrying about a noisy gas run generator and trying to find some pumps that work if the power goes out.
I was just here the other day, and we had some really bad storms come through, and we lost power for probably 2.5-3 hours, and I was thinking that exact same thing.
Shame, you know, if like somebody like Ryobi came out with a really, really good prepackaged option or something where you threw in a few 40 volts, and, you know, to get a 210 and then have something that's viable that you can charge, that would be great. But honestly, it seems like a do-it-yourself option, just get like a job box from Home Depot and get everything set up, would be the best way to go.
Roger, roger, definitely. This guy on YouTube, he is, YouTube channel is OHHSTN, that's Oscar Hotel 8 Sierra Tango November. And he's building battery banks or solar generators equivalent to the net zeros that I think Getty puts out.
So for WTF for identification. Yeah, I've read a lot on those net zeros, and there's one, I think it's a Kodiak out there too, that seem really, really good until you watch a couple of YouTubers who really know what they're talking about, just tear them apart, and throwing your own seems to be the best. But I'll have to check him out and see as well, and, you know, because I'm definitely not an electrician by trade, and, you know, this is me dipping.
For identification, yeah, definitely. His whole thing is that, you know, those Goal Zero things, you know, you can't really work on them yourself. Something you built that you put together yourself, you know, you can always disassemble and work out the bugs on it. Over.
Plus side, because, you know, even if you start off with cheap batteries or old batteries and you build your own, one goes bad, all you got to do is unhook it and throw another one in there and not tear the whole thing apart. Over.
On that, a lot of this stuff is kind of Greek to me right now, but I think the more I get into it, the more I'll understand. You know, just kind of with the ham radio thing. You know, I mean, I've learned so much in the past like 2 months. You know, studying for my tests and whatnot. You know, way beyond what I ever thought that I was could comprehend. Over.
The electrical part was probably the worst. It was like Greek, and I think I started really just researching electrical stuff and how it works, and that's kind of how I got into the whole solar generator thing, and it's kind of piqued my interest. So, you know, I think it's good to have, and then, you know, like you said, like we were talking about before, you go back backpacking and you have your own little, even miniature ammo can. So.
Definitely. That's, you know, they make those foldable solar panels that you can take out. They fold up, and, you know, you can get like 100-watt solar panels that fold and you just throw in your backpack. And, I mean, so, you know, as long as you're not, you know, bouncing signals off the moon or anything like that, you know, I mean, you pretty much, you know, you can last it definitely out there if you, you know, as long as you're mindful of the power and the sun out.
To that, and of course, the more I learn about this and the more I listen to podcasts and read and everything, the more I want to get my general and get a little low-powered HF radio and climb to the top of one of the mountains nearby and throw up some wires and see what I can do as well.
I'm definitely, I think my next step is to I'm definitely going to go get my general. I took my tech and my general on the same day, and I passed the tech course, but I passed my failed general because I just yeah, I'm really interested in doing a soda, the summits on the air thing. That sounds pretty cool to me.
One of the things I do is probably spend way too much time on YouTube, and there's a YouTube channel, Ham Radio Crash Course, and I just finished listening to a thing where he talks about soda and soda competition, and he claims it's not the way to start at your general, and that it's more romanticized than anything, but honestly, it sounds like the most fun to me.
Yeah, you know, I think that being that I already have all my backpacking gear and whatnot is more suited for somebody like me. I'm, you know, outdoors first, and I really love rear in second. So I think, you know, I mean, if I can get up there on a summit, I don't really want to collect points for doing contests or anything like that. I just want to see who I can reach and where I can reach and how far away I can get.
Same way, I don't care about the competition. I care more about the experience. And I'll tell you what, if I'm out or near a mountaintop in a hammock with a little radio in my hand, trying to talk to people across the country, that just kind of sounds nice. Over.
You know, and it's just throwing a little VX on that. You know, I mean, that's just icing on the cake, right? What was your name again? I forgot. I don't remember if I asked or not.
No, you didn't, and that's okay. I didn't offer it up either. It's Todd, and I'm out at Williamston. What's yours?
I'm in Sendale, North Carolina, over in Rutherford County.
Talking to you, Jack. Nice to meet you. It sounds like we've been in this about the same amount of time. I only got my technician, I think it was back in November, but I'm just now got out of the what I'm going to call the handheld hell and started getting a couple, albeit cheap, mobiles, and I can definitely talk a lot more as I'm driving around for work. But I'll keep an ear out to see if I can hear you on here any other time.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm on this repeater quite a bit, and also I don't know if you're in range for any of the Hendersonville repeaters. And sometimes I get on the Mount Mitchell if I'm outside getting enough reception. But yeah, definitely. I'm gonna go mess with this mag mount antenna I have, see what the SWR is on that. KO4FNO, Vidinu 73, and have a great day, brother.
Yeah, as well, man. Hope to talk to you later. KO4WTF 73.